Greg Baker joins us. And Greg, thanks again for joining us, and great to see you at the game and in the locker room after that win against Buffalo. How great was that comeback?
That was an incredible second half. I mean, they scored 29 unanswered points and just play the way they did. It was great to be there and to witness that game and see how that team, the Oakland Raider team, just pulled together and played really as one unit the whole second half. And it was a great sight.
Yeah, Greg, I thought it was important, and Derek Carr gave a lot of credit, most of it, to the defense, because there's no way he comes back in the second half if the Raider defense doesn't continue to go three and out in all those great stops, getting the ball back to Carr. Can you talk about when the defense finally figured out Tyrod Taylor? Shady McCoy went out of the game, but it just seemed like the defense had started to click in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I think that defense has been getting better and better all year, and they've made some good additions to their defense. And I think, they really started kind of corralling Taylor in that second half. His legs really didn't hurt them. And that's kind of the key. That first half, he had some little runs and scrambles where, he converted first downs and they really kind of hemmed him in that second half. And I think that's, a big part of it. And they, back in the secondary, they started playing. I mean, they were playing good all game, and they really picked it up in the second half.
Greg Baker joins us on the official Raiders podcast. Greg, I want to jump in and also ask you about these coaches, from Jack Del Rio to Ken Norton Jr. to Rod Woodson, who you know well, and that defensive coaching staff with defensive principles. Talk about how, if they don't have all the personnel that they're going to have maybe in a year or two from now, how they're getting the most out of this unit heading into the postseason.
Well, you've got so much NFL experience in that coach, in that defensive coaching staff, and including Jack Del Rio, and they're all smart enough players, as players and now as coaches, to know what they can get out of their players and to make their schemes, really fit the abilities and talents and strengths of the players they've got. And it was something that, when I was playing, in the late 90s, 2001, our coaches did a lot of that as well. So it's not just hey, here's the scheme we're running. We're going to, as coaches, they look at it and say, hey, let's take advantage of the strengths we have on this team. Not look at maybe we're a little weak here. Let's really, focus on what we do well. And put the players in a position to be successful.
Greg, when Kansas City beat the Raiders earlier in the year in Oakland, they seemed to do everything right. Alex Smith had an efficient game. They ran the ball well. Kelsey's a tough guy to guard at the tight end position. And, it's a different Raiders team now, especially being undefeated on the road and what they've done this year. Let's talk about the matchup against Kansas City. And you were phenomenal. And I remember the Peyton Manning game where you were changing the plays on the fly. The responsibility of linebackers when you play a team like Kansas City, who can do so many things right on offense.
Right. I mean, it is. It makes it a tough game, but I think, that's why most guys play this game, and that why they're at that level is that they love a challenge. And I think this is definitely going to be a challenging week for their defense. Alex Smith has played very good, very consistent all year. I think they're getting Jeremy Maclin back. Kelsey's a great tight end, great receiving tight end. And, they've got their hands full. But, the way they've been playing, I think they've definitely got, a good shot of limiting their offense. You're not going to just shut them totally down. But I think the coaches are going to put them in a good position, and the players are, at a spot now in the season where I think they feel like they're on a role, and they can pretty much go in and be competitive with any team in the league. And I think that's where they are right now.
Greg, who are the best tight ends that you went up against? Tony Gonzalez, Shannon Sharp. Walk me through what it was like preparing for those guys, especially, now we're talking short week, Thursday night football, but no matter how much time you had coming off a Monday night game or a Sunday game, how tough was it to prepare for the best tight ends of your era?
Yeah, I mean, starting out with Jay Novacek, with the Cowboys, was kind of early on in my career. And then, like you said, you mentioned Shannon Sharp, Gonzalez, and, those guys, people like that, and I think Travis Kelce is a similar type of player. you know, you wish you had 2-3 weeks to get prepared for guys like that as a linebacker. And, but you try to figure out what they do well, you know, as a player, what routes they like, and you try to take those kind of bread and butter routes away from them and make them work for everything else they can get. But it's tough. I mean, I played against some good tight ends, and there's a whole bunch of good tight ends. That position is kind of, you know, Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, they were kind of, you know, the innovators of that position. Now it's, you see a lot of very athletic, fast tight ends playing in the league now. And I think those guys kind of got teams looking in that direction as far as that position goes.
Greg Bakert's our guest. Once a Raider, always a Raider. What's it like for you live at the game to watch Khalil Mack play and to see how they line him up and his motor at the end of these games, especially against Cam Newton to end that game, and what happened to end this game against Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, he really is. I think he's a freak. You know, he's an amazing player. I've heard nothing negative about him. Everything I've heard about him as a person is just outstanding. You know, he's a quality man, and he's got his head on his shoulders, and boy, he can play some football and he can rush the passer. It's been, you know, I really enjoy watching him play. And like you said, the motor he's got, you know, is from, you know, the first play of the game, he's out there to the last, and you pretty much expect that every week from him.
Greg, what's been going on with you since your retirement? I know you had a stint as a coach. What's been going on with you personally, with your family, your friends, since you retired as a player?
Oh, quite a bit. I've got three older daughters. We just got a foster daughter in that's 11 months old, so I'm a little kind of a new daddy all over again, looking to possibly, you know, here in the next few months, possibly start adoption process. And
nice.
I'm also working as a volunteer chaplain with San Ramon Police Department. Just working with those guys, and that's been a lot of fun, and enjoy doing that. A bunch of great guys they have, great guys and gals at the police department there. So everything's been going good for me. I've been enjoying being in the area and watching the Raiders play and watching their success.
I've been talking about this all week. Unfortunately, the Oakland warehouse fire, I just talked about it with Napoleon Kaufman and the effects of that and all the families that are affected. How did that affect you personally?
I mean, it's just a tragedy, you know, to have that big of a loss of life, you know, is just, it's hard, I think, for the community to deal with, you know, not just the Oakland, but even the greater, you know, Oakland area. And you know, it's something that makes you really think about, you know, your family, thinks about your friends, and it's just something that, you know, you hope that the city can figure out, you know, how this can be stopped in the future, and so it doesn't happen again. And you know, I think they'll probably work towards that and try to figure out how to, you know, make some of these buildings down there a little safer for people. But
yeah,
it's
so,
just all around a, you know, real hard thing to deal with, I think.
No doubt about it. Hey, one more football question. How often are you stopped and asked about recovering the fumble in the tuck rule game?
You know, usually I don't get stopped a whole lot. I don't get recognized a whole lot, which is probably a good thing. But every time it's on TV, I get a whole bunch of calls from friends, old teammates, you know, saying, hey, I saw you on TV, and I pretty much know exactly what they're talking about when they say that. So it's something that, yeah, will stick with me forever, probably.
Thank you, Greg. I was excited to see you at the game and in the locker room afterwards, and really appreciate you could take some time for us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, JT.